Let's visit a little bit about music at the upcoming annual conference session.
Yes.
You're a music coordinator again.
I am.
For the conference.
Yep. Second year in a row.
Second year in a row. Give us the big picture of what music will be like this year.
Music will be really diverse this year. We are taking the theme of transforming the world to hopefully a new level by using the world music from the hymnal and the faith we sing, hopefully in some new ways, adding some instruments in there, especially during the ordering service, which will also mimic what Ted Lynn Hatton will be doing with his sand paintings throughout the week.
Say a little bit more about that.
So his sand paintings will be of the world, of a globe, and so we'll be traveling through different areas of the globe. So when he's in South America, we'll be doing perhaps some South American tangos or something of that sort.
You mentioned instrumentalists.
Yes.
And something new or something different this year than in the past.
Well, specifically during the ordering worship or service, we're going to be using brass players. A lot. And we're also going to be incorporating handbells, which hasn't been done, I understand, for quite a few years. Mm-hmm. But it's such a huge ministry in so many churches that we'll be using those.
All right. And there'll be a choir?
Yes, there will be a choir, which is meeting all over the state as we speak, on Saturdays mostly, but one Sunday. And we're still looking for people, of course, for that. So if you'd like to sing, then you're more than welcome.
Give me a little snapshot of the repertoire that will be in the music.
The choir specifically will be singing very, very large pieces that will have the brass and the handbells and organ and piano. It'll just all the bells and whistles all together. So very, very large pieces of music that are very accessible, very easy to sing, but sound very grand.
The opening service is a praise band.
Yes.
And then another place on the music spectrum is the full ensemble that you just described.
Yes.
Talk about the multiple flavors of music that we might experience at annual conference.
Well, there will be a lot of different experiences. We do try to use what we feel are the biggest ministries in churches throughout Iowa. So praise bands and traditional music are really the two areas that we try to get to. So we do have for opening worship a very large praise band that will be featured from Mount Vernon, First UMC. And then we have smaller praise bands. There will be an African choir, actually, for the memorial service from Cedar Rapids. And we're just trying to be as diverse as possible, using as many different channels for music as we possibly can.
So you're coordinating the music.
Yes.
And you're on keyboards.
Yes.
Who are some of the other instrumentalists that will be there during the session? You had Josh there last year.
Yes, Josh Morgan from Grace United Methodist Church in Des Moines will be there on organ again. Linda Clark will be on piano a lot of the time when I'm waving my arms instead. Christine Davis, our spiritual director, will be heading up the praise team from Mount Vernon, which should be very interesting. So
it sounds like a full tour of musical tastes and sizes and influences and ethnic mixes.
Very much.